Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back. Today's Daf Hayemi is Maseches Tumura Daf Yud Zayin. We begin on Tes Zayin of Beis at the Mishnah, which is around 8 lines from the bottom. The Mishnah will compare for us the actual carbon, the original carbon, versus the copy, the Tumura. And we're going to highlight differences and, you know, stringencies, elements that are found by one over the other. Begins the Mishnah. Chaymer bekachem mibet Tumura. We find some chumrais by the actual carbon versus its Tumura, and vice versa. Chaymer bet Tumura mibekachem. We find some elements by the Tumura that are not found by the original carbon. For instance, chaymer bekachem mibet Tumura. What do we have in the actual carbon that's not found in the Tumura? Firstly, shakachim oisin Tumura. The actual original carbon can be a generator of a Tumura. But once you make that Tumura, which in itself is already a copy, that cannot be transferred further. A Tumura cannot generate a new Tumura. Vein Tumura oisin Tumura. Okay, that's number one. Next, Hatsiba Rashutfin. The public, or even, you know, partners. Magdishin, they can initiate a carbon, avalim emirin, but not a tumura, as we have already learned. Next, umagdishin ubarin, veivarin. Technically, a person could be magdishin, unborn fetus inside the mother animal. Veivarin, likewise, you can point a specific limb and initiate a hegdish in that manner. But you can't involve an ubor or an aver as part of the tmura generating process. So it goes both ways. Only a full animal can make a tmura, and only a full animal can become a tmura. So these are three chumrais in the original versus the tmura. The original can make a tmura, the tmura can't. Tzibur and Shutfin can make a Hegdish, but not a Tumura. Hegdish can be even Uber Ve'ever, as opposed to a Tumura. On the other hand, Chaymer B'Tumura, Mibakachim, we find Chumrais by Tumura over Kachim. Shakadusha, there's a Gersa Shah Tumura. When one makes a Tumura, it works even if the animal that you're making a Tumura is fully blemished, permanently blemished. Chala, it gets applied. Al balas mum kabua, even if the animal is fully, permanently blemished. The pasuk says so. Right? Toiv bara, ra b'toiv. In terms of tmura, we don't differentiate between tam and bal mum. And that's unique to tmura, in contrast to the actual hegdish, the original hegdish. We know that if the animal is already blemished prior to initiating Hegdash on it, it never attains the higher level of Kedusha Sagof. At most, it becomes Kedusha Sdamim, it's just monetarily Kaddish. It never gets to the next level of Kedusha Sagof. But if you take an existing carbon and you transfer it to a Tzmura, which is already Balasmum, that animal becomes Kaddish Kedusha Sagof to the extent that Ve'ena Yetze Lechu Negazes Vili Avet. So although it's blemished, and then you go and you sell it, right? You redeem it. It's still not going to go back to the farm like a regular animal to have it shorn and work with it. Rather, as Rashi says on the top line, kedin kachem, it's like any other carbon, which already has kedusha guf. In which case, even when it gets blemished and you redeem it, it still retains some elements of residual Kedusha. You can't shear it, you can't work with it, you only have the Heter Achila, Rashi said. Heter Achila only. So that's the Chumra we find by Tumura over Kach. To initiate is in a way harder. It has to be suitable, but once you have an existing Kedusha, you're just expanding it over to the Tumura. So even if it's not really suitable, it attains a similar level of Kedusha to the original Kach. Another thing that we find by Tumura, not found by the initial Hagdish is Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Omer. Also, Shoygi Kemezi B'Tmura. When it comes to Tmura, even a mistaken declaration has the same status as a purposeful declaration. And that's only B'Tmura. As opposed to Valoy also Shoygi Kemezi B'Dosh. But when it comes to initiating a Hagdish, it has to be done with purpose, with intent, with awareness. You don't treat a Shoygi like a Kemezi. Now, the specifics will be discussed in the Gemara. Concludes the Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer. Akalayim v'atreif, v'yetze doif, v'tumtum v'atreif. You should know all these deficient animals. Crossbreed. Treif, internally wounded. It's a doif and born by Caesarean. Tumtum, gender signs are covered. V'atreif, yes, both gender signs. All these are unsuitable for carbon. And therefore, like Kadosh, they don't have their own Kadosh of Lemakdish, nor can they generate a Tumura. The Gemara will ask, well, obviously, if it's not going to be Kaddish, how could it be a source of Kedusha for others? The Gemara will talk about it. But first, let's dwell on Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. That we treat a Shegig like a Mezid with respect to Tumura. My time with Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, why? What's the source for that? Amakra. Yihye Kaddish. The word Yihye is extra. To teach us, La Rabbi Shegig a Mezid. Regarding Tumura, a mistake is treated like intentional. Now, what kind of mistake are we talking about? Dechidam. Shegi kimezit. So we have several pshat, four in total. Amar Chizkiya, for instance, kasava shumat alhamer, a fellow who was unaware of the isr of the problem with making a tmura. And correspondingly, in terms of initiating an original hagdish, you're not supposed to make a balmum into a carbon. You have a blemished animal, not meant to designate it as a carbon. And he mistakenly did it, not realizing that it's a problem. So we contrast these two examples. Is he accountable? Does he get malchus? Gabe tmura laki? Yeah, by tmura he does. It's gzeres hakos, even though it was a shogi, he gets malchus. He says, ask him this pshat, how could it be? He got malchus by shogi. So he has different gerus in the Gemara. In any case, according to this gerus, he gets malchus even by shogi. That's how Rashi learns. But if he would do a similar offense regarding initiating a hegdish, so he has a blemished animal and he turns it into an oila, mistakenly, he doesn't get malchus. Lishnacharin, there's another gerus of this pshat. Gabi tmura kaddish, gabi kachim le kaddish. If he's unaware of the isser and he does a tmura, it still works, it takes hold by kachim. If he's not aware that it's a pra, he didn't realize that it's le kaddish, it doesn't even get activated because he really doesn't want to do it. It's a mistake. Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yechon Amri. They have another explanation in terms of what this means, Shegi Kemezit. We're speaking that he has, let's say, you know, an Oila and a Shlomim. And next to it, he has his regular animal, a Chulin. Kosavar Leimar Tumuris Oila. He intended on saying this will be in exchange for the Oila. He misspoke. He said, no, it's going to be a substitute for the Shlomim. So although he was trying to say one thing, Gabi Tmura Shlomim Kaddish, it takes effect, it becomes a Shlomim, despite the fact that it's a Tos. Because, you know, it's different than initiating. It's pre-existing, it's just extending, it's expanding, it's, you know, feeding off an existing carbon. So if he said it, it's over. Gabi Kachim Le Kaddish. But in a similar case, when it comes to initiating a Kedusha from the start, if it's an animal that has a blemish, sorry, I forgot the blemish, if it's meant to be an oil, and by mistake says shlomim, it doesn't take hold because it's a mistaken Kedusha. Lishnachrina is another version of what we just learned. Kosavar lema shachar v'amar lovan. So he was intending on saying the first black, you know, the black bull that comes out of my house will be the tmura of this carbon. V'amar lav, mistake, he said white. Gabi tmura laki. So if it's a tmura, he gets malchus because it takes effect despite his, you know, mumble jumble. Gabi kachim laki. But in a similar case, if it's an initiation of a hegdish, so he's attempting to designate an animal as a carbon, and he wanted it to be black, by mistake, he said white. And it was actually a balmum, which is a no-no, not meant to make a balmum Hegdish, Leilok, you won't get Malkus. Because it doesn't take effect. That's not what he wanted to say. Third Pshat Rabbi Yechon Omar, Boimer Teitzizu B'tikonizu. He had a carbon in front of him. And he had another chulin animal next to him. He says, it will take its place. It's going to be a true substitute. Teitzizu B'tikonizu. This animal would vacate his Kedusha, and the other one will come in its stead. Which, of course, is not the way Tumura works. So, will it actually take effect? Will he get Malkus? Will he become a Tumura? Here he was trying to make an exchange, a swap, which isn't really what's going to happen. The way Tumura works is that the original carbon stays and it just gets sort of extended over to the, you know, the additional animal. Gabi Koshim. Shenoilad Behemom, likewise, in a similar fashion regarding a regular animal, regular, you know, carbon. Let's say he gets a mom, and this fellow, not realizing that you have to make a pidyon, he thought that you can just eat it without redeeming it. Nechalim le pidyon. Like, look, he won't get malchus on account of, you know, misusing the carbon. He didn't realize it's a mistake. But gabi tmura, lucky. Regarding a tmura process, even though he misunderstood the system, he thought that it's going to be swapped, really just extended into the next one. He'll still get malchus. After all, he made it tmura. And finally, we have Rav Shesha Somar. What does Shegi Kimezit mean? Ba'omer is a strange case. Ba'omer, Ekonos L'Bayisev Agdish Ba'omer. He says, look, I'm going into this house, I'm coming home, and when I get there, I'll make Hegdish. I'll take an animal and make it, you know, Hegdish, animal that's a Balmum. Or likewise, in a Tmura situation, he says, Ba'omer, I'm going to make a Tmura. Vidaiti, unknowingly. Now, what happened? V'nichnas, he came into the house, and he got so frazzled, the email, the text, everything's ringing, and he carried out his intent but without much cognizance. He's just making tmura hegdish just by rote, because that's how he programmed himself. But there was no real focus or kavana. Does it take effect? Rashi says he was a bal machshavei. He wasn't paying attention to what he was saying. So Gabi Tmura Laki, Gabi Kachim Le Laki. Tmura takes effect, and he gets Malkus for making a Tmura, but regarding initiating a new Hegdish, that doesn't take effect, and even if it's a Balmum, he's not held accountable for it. It's not something that was done with cognizance and Kavana, and has no validity. So interesting, when it comes to Tmura, where Marber Shegi Kemezit, and perhaps the point is because there's already an existing Kedusha there, you're just feeding off it. So even without full cognizance and awareness and focus, it still takes effect. And we had four variations of this halach. In the final clause of the Mishnah, we have Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar, Aymer, Hakalayim, Atreifa, all these deficient, you know, animals that are possible for carbon, cannot experience Kedush, nor can they be used to generate a Tmura. Amar Shmuel, what does he mean, like Kedushin? A Tmura. So they can't be recipients of a Tmura, they can't become a Tmura of a real carbon. And when he says v'le magdishin, it means lasis tmura, nor can they generate a tmura. So if they're a kaddish, they can't make a tmura. And the question is, Tanya, Amar Meir, where's the starting point? Ma'afa she'en kaddishin, if they can't have their own kedusha, so they're not karbanis, me'echa magdishin, how could they even contemplate that they can generate a tmura? They're not kaddish. Oh, so it must be as follows. We've got to find a way to accommodate even these animals, to somehow give them Kedushas HaGuf, inherent Kedusha. Alright, that was his kasha. I mean, you can be Magdish whatever you want, but it's never going to get Kedushas HaGuf unless it has some Shaycha, some elements of Hakrav, of carbon potential, some identity with carbon. So, if these don't have it, how could they attempt to make a Tmura, which of course has to feed off a Kedushas HaGuf? The only way this can work out is Elba Magdish Behema. We have to find a way that they have Kedush Zakov. What happened was he was Magdish Behema as a carbon, then it became a treifa. So it already achieved Kedush Zakov, and now it became deficient. So that's why we need a special halacha, where you should know once it loses that status, it cannot generate a tumura. But you think it would, because it has an element of Kedushas HaGuf from before. V'magdash Vlad, v'yatzeh derech doifen. In the case of a yatzeh doifen, another example, he has an animal that was magdash inside the mother animal, and then was born yatzeh doifen, so already had Kedushas HaGuf. And it still retains some residual Kedushas HaGuf element to it, so you would think maybe it can generate a tumor, and the answer is that it can't. So that accommodates two of the five, that there was some Kedushas HaGuf that preceded their deficiency, Aval Kalayim, but others that are conditions from birth, from inception, you can't have this, Kedushas HaGuf phenomenon. Aval Kalayim Betum Tumat Reganus, Yata Maitse. So the only way they can be relevant to our discussion is Elba Vlade Kachem, if they were offspring of a carbon. So the mother was a proper carbon, then they had these offspring, these Kalayim. So they fed off their mother's Kedushas HaGuf, and likewise they also rose to that level somewhat. And therefore we have to exclude them from the Temura process, which you would think perhaps they have the ability to make. No, they don't. And also, if I leave the Rabbi Yehuda, this is only going to Rabbi Yehuda, the Amor says that in general, when it's a healthy, valid, Havlad is a Temura. Havlad can make a Temura. Havlad of a carbon can make a Temura. So we have to point out that these are excluded because of their deficient state. Amar of Maitami de Rabbi Lazar. So why in fact does Rabbi Lazar disqualify these five examples of deficient animals from the Temura process? And the question is really both ways. Why can't they generate a Temura? After all, they have some element of Kedushas HaGuf to them. And why can't they be the recipients of a Temura? Why can't we make them into Temura? The fact that they're deficient? So what? We find that a Baal Mum can make a Temura, can become a Temura. The answer is Kibbeh Matmeh. We compare it to an unkosher animal, which is certainly out of the ballpark. Ma Beh Matmeh Loi Karva Lenox Le Kedusha, Kedush HaGuf, just like a Beh Matmeh, since it can't be brought as a carbon, it also cannot be involved in Kedushas HaGuf of a Temura. That's just a known fact, established fact that it belongs in the Medaka Bayis. We have the Psukim. It doesn't have any relevance to carbon, actual carbon. Av Hanach, likewise, all these fellows, Loi Karvi, just like they can't be used as a carbon, Loi Nachsalu Kedushas HaGuf, and they can't be tagged with Kedushas HaGuf. Amalar Papa L'Rava. Is that a general rule? If you're not going to be a carbon, you're out of luck completely. Very well, Mom. Here's an example of a fellow who's not Roy Fakrava, but he can be part of a Temura process. About Mom. Nulai Karev, on the one hand, it's never going to go on the Mizbeach, but V'nach Solik Tus Aguf, it can become a Temura and have Tus Aguf. Right? And it could even make a Temura if it was Kaddish before it became Balmum. Amalei Balmum Karbaminoi. So he says, no, you can't compare Balmum. True, this specific animal is not suitable for Akra, but its type, so, the sheep family in general is Karev, has Akra, as opposed to, Kalayim, etc. These are unique, exclusive types, which are totally deficient, and not right from Mizbeach. And similar to Beh Matmeh, an elephant, which is not Roif HaKrova in its type. Yoch, if that's the case, Treifa, Namiko Karba Mina. Hold on, one of these examples are Treifa. Treifa is not really a new type. It's just unwell. But its type is suitable for HaKrova. So that sort of flies in the face of this whole, formula. It's not really going to be consistent with this. Elama Rava Kebeh Matmeh. Says Rava, we're going to compare them to Beh Matmeh from a different angle. Ma Beh Matmeh Pasulaguf, just like a behema is inherently deficient, Psulaguf is the wrong type, Afkol Psulaguf. Likewise, any deficiency which is inherent is disqualified from Temura. Lafuki Balmum as Bosla Balmum, which is not inherent, the Psul Chisarninu. There it's possible because it's missing. It's missing a leg, it's missing a heart. Let's remember in the Parsha Bali Mumen we have all kinds of conditions. Sarua, He has, you know, disproportionate limbs, kalot. He has his hooves that are closed up. That's not missing. Psilogafninu, they're misformed. They're inherently wrong, inherently deficient. Right? And still, they can make a tamura with it. Elam harava, kibei metzmeya. You know, let's go back to the first pshat. We're going to compare to a behemat me. My behemat me, the lecha b'mina. I've called lecha b'mina. What's unique about a behemat me? In its type, there's no akrab. The entire elephant family has no akrab. Likewise, all these deficient animals here, in their type, have no suitability for akrab. Foki ba'amu, as ba'amu, ba'amu, to'iku b'mina. The sheep's, the other sheep in the sheep family, if they're not Bali women, they're okay. My armor. So now back to your question. We already went through this before, but we asked from Treifa, which is for the most part okay, right? Its type is acceptable, just the specific Treifa's. Treifa Ikabamina. Dami Balmum says the more, but still not comparable to Balmum. It's more, if we have to, choose between Balmum on the one hand and Behemetzmeya on the other side, we can compare it to Behemetzmeya. Like Dami Balmum, it's not comparable to Balmum. It's more daima to behemat meya. Why? Behemat meya sur b'achila. Treifa sur b'achila. Because just as behemat meya is asr to eat, likewise a treifa. Now, forgive ba'amum, as opposed to ba'amum, debut b'achila. Which is permitted for consumption, personal consumption. So it's totally uncomparable to behemat meya. So that's why we choose to compare a treifa to behemat meya over comparing it to ba'amum. Okay, so bottom line, according to this approach, which is explaining Rav Lezer's sheet in the Mishnah, typically a deficient animal is not right to make a tumura, to become a tumura. Balmum is different. It's an exception to the rule, for the reasons we mentioned. Amar Shmuel disagrees, and he's going to follow a different opinion of the Chachamim found in the Tosefta, who dispute Rav Lezer's notion. He says, even if it's deficient, it can still attain an element of klush saguf, and you can make famidit tmura, etc. Oh, marshmallow, magdash a treifa. A person takes an animal which happens to be a treifa, and he's magdash as a carbon. Don't think it's just like a piece of wood that never attains kedusha saguf. Tzricha mum kavua liftoi salav. You have to wait until it gets a permanent blemish, and then you redeem it like any other carbon that's deficient. But without a mum, it still has klush saguf. And you can't just redeem it or sell it. Shmamin apoytin sakash machlin klavim. So you tell me that he's classified as a carbon, kedusha guf. So you're redeeming him for what? To send him to the dogs. There's no other customer for a treifa. Is that okay? That's a big controversy. Says the Gemara, no. Ela ema oisa kedusha lums. That you're generating an inherent kedusha, and the only outlet is death. You have to let it die. You can't do anything. Yeshi Aymer disagrees. He goes with the previous approach in the Gemara, that unless the animal has some potential for akrava, it will not attain the level of kedusha guf. At most, it will be kedushas damim. It's monetarily kaddish, like he's magdish a car. Yeshi Aymer, any other magdish, eats and vanim levans, like he's magdish sticks and stones. It only has kedushas damim, and you just redeem it as is, sell it as is. Now comes Akasha on Shmuel, Tana. Mission later in Al Masechta, which says like this: Kol HaKachim Shinasa Treifa, Ein Poitin Noisla. So you had a carbon and became a Treifa after it became a carbon. You can't just redeem it, because the only customer are the dogs. Levisha Ein Poitin HaKachim Achim LaKlovim. You're not meant to redeem a carbon for the dogs. Okay, now, Na Tama Shinasu. It would seem from the Mishnah that the prohibition against redeeming it and sending it to the Klavim is only because it went in this order. It first became a proper carbon. Kiddush HaSaguf was attained, and then it became a treif. So it has Kiddush HaSaguf, and you have to be careful with it. You have to handle with care. You can't, ha ha you treif, ha ha you mi'ikara. But suppose it was a treifa from the start. So the treifa, a condition preceded it becoming hekdesh. It never rose to the level of a kedusha zaguf, and poydin oisan is no issue redeeming it, sending it to wherever. It never got kedusha zaguf. It was merely kedusha hazdamim. Not the kasha on Shmuel, who says otherwise. According to Shmuel, even a treifa can become kedusha zaguf. He writes, says the Gemara, there is a difference of opinion in this matter. Yeah, perhaps this Tana holds like the Yeshita, which we had in the Mishnah of Lazar. An animal which is not suitable for its own sake, meaning can't be used as a carbon, it's a treifa, whatever. Cannot become kuzal guf. But Shmuel holds like the different Shita of the Chachamim, that even something deficient like a treifa can technically attain some element of Kedush Saguf. Here comes another kasha from the brice that we had before. Tashma, Rablozoim, Hakalayim, Vyotadoifin, Utrefa, Vitumtumadragnas, all those five deviations, Loi Kedushin, Loi Magdushin. I already explained this before, Ramashmoil, Loi Kedushin, Vitmura, Loi Magdushin, Lasis Tmura, they can't become a Tmura, they can't make a Tmura, Vitanya, Amramir, Mir, the kasha. Obviously, if it can't have Kedusha, of course, Mechon Magdishin, why would you think it can make a Tmura? It must be that it already was Kaddish before it became Pasul, in which case it already has Kedush Saguf. The only possibility is Elav Magdish Behemel Kach Nitrifa, it became Kaddish, then became a Trefa. Okay, like we explained before. Ha, Haisa, Trefa Mikara. But clearly, if it was a treifa before it became a carbon, it will not become a carbon. It can't become a tzaguf. That's a kashan Shmuel, who says that, yeah, it turned on the base. Once again, Amalach Shmuel. Shmuel will respond. This is a difference of opinion. Dil mahach tana nami, sovar, perhaps this tana as well holds. It's not suitable. It doesn't become Kaddish. You can't actually offer it as a carbon. But I really disagree. I call like a different shita of different chachamim who hold that it can become Kaddish Saguf regardless of its deficiencies. Okay, so we have two perspectives on the Kaddish of a carbon, Kaddish Saguf, going to one approach. If it's severely deficient, kalayim, treif, all these types of animals, they cannot become kedush zaguf. They can't become kaddish, kedush zaguf, they can't make a tmura. They can't become a tmura. Vamum is different because in its type, it's suitable, right? This type of animal is suitable. So that's different. Whereas we have Shmuel following a different shita that even something which is severely deficient can technically attain to Zaguf to some degree. Okay, we begin a brand new perek. Elu Kachem. Here comes a list of karbonis. Shavla Deseyan. Utmur Deseyan. Keitzben. What happens if an animal, a carbon, has a vlad, an offspring? What's the status of that offspring? What about a tmura? What's the status of the tmura? Says the Mishnah, Elu kachim shvala the same, their offspring, the tmura is same, and the tmura is kayetze behen, has same status as the original carbon. For instance, vlad shlamim, shlamim gives birth. Utmurasin, or the tmura of shlamim, vladan, or the child of Uvlad Vladan, next generation, Atsufa Kalailam, all the way down the road, Harihen Kishlam, we treat him like a Shlamim in all matters. Utun and Smicha, you have to lean on it, Unusacham, bring the Sacham, Utnifas Chad of a Shaykh, separate the Chad of a Shaykh, wave it, give it to the Kain, we treat it like a regular Shlam. Ask the Gemara, why this whole elaboration? A child, a grandchild, all the way down the road, given the Tana, Vladan, Uvlad Vladan. Once the Mishnah enumerates the second and third generation, why do you have to go past that? Ad Soif Kalaylam, what do you have to go and say? Well, until the end of time, normally, what's the point? Obviously, if it goes to the second, the third, of course it keeps on going. The answer is, Tana Didan, our Tana of our Mishnah, Sham Meilur Blezer. He heard that Blezer holds differently. The Amar who says, Vlad Shlomim Likra Shlomim. No, Vlad Shlomim does not have Shlomim status. To which our Tana responds, in full force. V'amar li Tana Didan, comes our Tana response to that. You know what? Not only the son, not only the grandson, all the way down the road. Lomi boy Ladan, Lomi Medina. Goes without saying, I disagree regarding the next generation. Agree with you even all the way down the road. 20 generations now. So he's trying to highlight his point. Now the obvious question is, how do we know the Vlad of a carbon has carbon status? We have the pasuk by the Shlomim. And Rashi explains, it could have just left out any reference to Zohar and the Keva. The pasuk reads like this. V'im zevach Shlomim karbonoi. Ibn Abakar Makrav. Then it adds, Im Zachar, Im Nekeva. These are extra words. Could have just said it without it. Could have just said, Im Min Abakar Makrav, Tamim Yakrivenu. Why Im Zachar, Im Nekeva? Turn Rabban Zachar, the word Zachar, the rabbi, to have Vlad, to include a Vlad, and give it Shlomim status. Well, they didn't. Now, I could figure it out by simple logic. Uma tmura shein gedulei hegdesh kreva. Even a tmura, which will soon be learned from a pasuk, which has the status of the original carbon, which is not an outgrowth, it's not produced by the hegdesh, still kreva, yuma krevet as a shlomim. Of course, the vlad, which was produced by the mother, shlomim, she gedulei hegdesh, it grew out of the hegdesh, and then wouldn't you agree, wouldn't you assume, she yikrav yuma krevet? Why the pasuk? Well, it's not so simple. Perhaps Tamura, which you're learning from, has an advantage over Vlad. Tamura is universal, applies to every carbon, as opposed to Tamura of Vlad. It only applies to a female carbon, which is, yeah, a limited list. You know, Shlamim, but not Ayla, not Asham. These are only males. They don't have Vlad. Tamura of Vlad, Shein Eib, Vlad Kachim. So perhaps in a carbon, it doesn't have carbon ability. Hence, Zachar comes, the Rabbis Avlad, to include the Vlad as well. Then we have the word Nekev on the Pasuk. What is that coming to cover? The Rabbis says, Tmura. A Tmura of the Shlomim is treated like the Shlomim. And the Tmuras, Tmimin. Uvlad Tmimin. Okay, established. The Vlad, the Tmura, you're included. But maybe it only includes the Vlad of a whole unblemished mother. Carbon. The tumura of a whole unblemished mother carbon is coming from a healthy source, so perhaps that's included. What if it's coming from an unhealthy source? The mother is already a balimum, not suitable for a karban, she had a vlad. Oh, it's tumura, what happens there? Vlad of a balimum. Oh, it's tumura's balimum, man, how do we know to include him as well? Tamalayma im zachar. The added word im combined with zachar tells you not only the vlad of a complete animal, even the rabbi is dvad of a balimum. And likewise, the word im, combined with the word nekeva, which is for the tumura, the im is coming to tell you the rabbi is tumuras of balimum. So now we have it all covered. The vlad and the tumura, whether it's coming from a tam or balimum. Okay, I agree with the aloha, but what about the sourcing? Why don't I switch it? So the Gemara at this point figured what he meant to ask is, maybe the im of Zachar is covering the tumura of a balmum. Maybe the im of Nekeva is coming to the vlad of a balmum. So he says, no, it makes sense that the im, in conjunction with the Zachar is coming to cover the vlad, so the im is coming a vlad of a balmum. Nekeva covers the tumura, the im covers the tumura of a balmum. So he says, Mistavar, it makes more sense in Malkim Shin Strapsa Tumura, Stmimin, the word Nekeva, which is teaching the Tumura of a Tumimin. So the word Im, alongside it, Nisrapsa, is coming to cover the Tumura's Balimum, the Tumura of Balimum. Makes sense, and it's on the same, you know, track. Amalei, he says, no, that's not what I meant to ask. Of course, Mika Minlach, Leifuch, Im Zachar, Im Nekeva, did I mean to switch the word Im from here to here? Ano Kuli Kro Kamina, I meant to switch the whole configuration. Meaning, Ema, why don't we say that Zachar, and Im Zachar, L'Rabi Satmura, that's alluding to the Tumura. And the Keva, the Rabbis have Vlad. Amalezi says, interesting, he says the word Zachar, the word Avlad is Lashon Zachar Mashma, it's masculine, so it makes sense that it's included in the word Zachar. And Tmura is Lashon Nekeva, it's feminine Mashma, therefore it makes sense to be included in Nekeva. Interesting. It's fine, established. Avlad or Tmura, Beishlomim, is treated like the Shlomim, whether it's coming from a Tam or Balmum. Now, Lamai Hochasa, we say it's Kaddish. Regarding what? To what extent? What do you do with the Vlad or the Tamura? Omar Shmuli Karif, on the Mizbeach. We'll leave the Rablazer, like Rablazer tells us later in the next Mishnah, that it goes on the Mizbeach. Oh, now Rashi points out that Gemara's question is not a Vlad or Tamura of a unblemished mother animal. That, of course, is a carbon. Gemara's question was, we covered even Vlad of a Balmum, coming from a mother animal, which is the Balmum. We covered a Tmura derived from a Shlomim Balmum. So what happens to the Vlad and the Tmura? On the one hand, you could say, well, he's suitable, bring him as a carbon. On the other hand, he's sourced, he's coming from a blemished, unfit animal. So that's the question. Amar Shmuel, he carved the Lezer. Offered as a carbon, according to Lezer, tells us later that it's suitable for Akrova despite its humble, you know, origins. Now, the truth is, Rav Lezer speaks about the offspring of an Oila. So a fellow took an Akeva and set it aside as an Oila. An Oila is meant to be a Zohar. He set aside an Akeva and she had a baby. Comes Rav Lezer and says, the baby is considered a full-fledged carbon despite it's deficient origin, that the mother is in the cave. Doesn't matter. And likewise over here, you have a vlad of a shlamim balmum. The vlad is okay. He's a good carbon despite his humble origin. And the chiddush is the mouth of the tamer. Perhaps there's room to think that this is different. A vlad of a shlamim balmum perhaps is worse than a vlad of a ilus in the cave. The mouth of the tamer, he come of a lazar. Oilah! Perhaps Lezer only refers to the Oila, because the term, the concept of a carbon Oila applies to his mother as well. How's that? So Rashi explains, even though a behemoth in a cave is not right for an Oila, but in some form you can have a female Oila as well. So you can have a variation of a female oila. How? A bird. If it's a bird oila, it can be a female as well. So it's not inherently contradictory. Female with oila. So therefore, even though in an animal form it doesn't work, if it's in a keva, but the concept, the label, the title of oila is applicable to the mother as well. Meaning, it's consistent with the concept of oila. So now that we have this offspring, this child who's a zachar, be my guest. He's good to go. Avul hani v'lo des lekari, but by us, we have a shlomim which is a balmum. We never allow a balmum on the mizbeach. So the balmum condition is inherently contradictory to the hakrova of the shlomim. So perhaps, since the mother is unsuitable completely, likewise the offspring. Avul hani v'lo des lekari, k'mashman, the point is, yeah, he's suitable, go ahead. Despite his deficient origin. He says that when we spoke about the Vlad of the Balmum, it meant L'ri'ya. Send them out to pasture and take the money, buy with it a carbon. We're going even like the Rabbanim who say that when you have deficient origins, you can't be used as a carbon. It's Menam, we find likewise. Rav Amar l'karav aliba de Rav Lazar. We're speaking about b'makar of the child like Rav Lazar shita. Rav Amar l'ri'ya aliba de Rakel. No, we're speaking about sending him out to pasture and forwarding the money to buying a new carbon like the Rabbanan. Who reckon with the deficient origin. So we have one approach, which is the b'risa here. How do we know the Vlad and the Tmur of a shlomim considered a shlomim? Im zachar im nekev. V'ay tano ma'islami hacha. We have another approach from a different tano, providing another source for the same aloch. Rakadashecha. Pasuk speaks about bringing you karbonet to be sent. Rakadashecha. What's that? Eila Tamura is covering the Tamuris as well. Ashir Elocha, what's that? Eila Vlada is the offspring as well. Tiso, Basa, bring up to Beis HaMikdash. Okay, deliver them to Beis HaMikdash. What do you do there? Yachal, perhaps, Yachim, Senem, Besapchir, take them to Beis HaMikdash. Even a man, Maim, Mazen, withhold food and drink, let them die. The Sheimusu. Perhaps that's what you do. There's no proper recourse other than Tamalem, Vasisa, Oigla, Yisech, Basra Adam, Basa continues there. You process it like a regular carbon. No different. Kader Shatanaig. But Oila, same process applied to the Oila, the proper Oila, Tanaig with Tamura, due to the Tamura. Kader Shatanaig with Shlom, Tanaig with Vladi Shlom, same process applied to the mother Shlom, you apply to the offspring. Ubi Tamura. And that is well. Yochel called Kachem Kain. So perhaps this applies to all carbonis. Every single Vlad and Tamura of every carbon. Tamalema, Rak. The word Rak is limiting. To exclude some carbonus. Later we'll explain exactly what this is. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, Kiva Aimin Etzorich, Kiva says we don't need a special limiting term. We already have it elsewhere. Arayi Aimer Asham, who? He's the Asham. Who Karev? Etmar said Karev, only Asham is brought as a carbon, not the Tumor. So we already know to exclude it from the Elapas. Omar, let's go back to the Braisa. Tisa Basa would tell us that you deliver it. Perhaps you let it die. Yachar Yachasan Rasabchira, bring it to Reis HaMikdash. Let it die. Why would I think so? Munatesi, why would I even suggest that? We know that Hakivan the Gamer, we know a Kabbalah, we have a Halacha, Chomesh Chatois Mesa. There are five variations of deficient Kabbalah's Chatas, which call the Mesa. So, what does that tell us about the rest? Right? Five Chatois. One is a Vlad Chatas, one a Tmuras Chatas. So, that Mesa system is unique to Chatas. Hanach Mikru Kari, what we assume a Vlad and a Tamura of a different carbon is a proper carbon. Why would I think you let it die? Well, Mal the Tamer, perhaps there's room to think Chamesh Chatois is based upon Maka. Perhaps all Vladais, all derivatives of carbonas are left to die. What's Nikiba Chatos is that you actually let it die anyway, B'chal Makim, anywhere. But B'Hanach, Yemus B'Sach B'Sachira, as opposed to the Vlad and Tamura of the, you know, Shlomim, whatever. It also shares a similar fate, but you do it in the Beis HaMikdash. Kamash, one comes to Pasuk and says, no. They're proper, kosher, acceptable carbonis. So here we have another source for this halacha of the Mishnah, that of Lav and Tumura, of a carbon, what's it, like a shlamim, is kosher for a krova on the Mizbeach. Okay, continue tomorrow with Hashem. All the best to you, Natzlachara.